Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about what to do when people don't change. And the story that we'll be reflecting on this theme is called The White Rabbit and the Full Moon, a story of devotion. And it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tempa Yeshe. Here is how the story goes. Once upon a time, there was a little white rabbit named Luna who lived in a peaceful forest. Luna was not like the other hares. While the other hares slept in their burrows at sunset, Luna stayed awake to admire the full moon. She was fascinated by the beauty and purity of the moon and considered it her role model. Every month, when the full moon appeared in the sky, Luna sat on a hill and admired its beauty. She tried to be as pure and beautiful as the moon. Luna led a simple and virtuous life as a result. She shared her food with others, helped the old and sick animals in the forest, and lived in harmony with nature. One day, Luna saw the moon slowly getting darker. She watched with concern as the moon was covered by dark cloud. Luna thought the moon was in danger and decided to help it. She jumped high into the air, hoping to reach the cloud and save the moon. But despite her best efforts, she could not reach the cloud. Luna was disappointed, but she didn't give up. Night after night, she tried to jump as high as she could. She even forgot to eat and drink and sacrificed her sleep to help the moon. The other animals in the forest, her friends, admired Luna's devotion and unwavering faith. They came together and decided to help Luna. They built a huge ramp out of leaves and branches to bring Luna closer to the moon. On the next full moon night, Luna jumped off the ramp and reached the dark cloud. With a powerful push, she dispersed the cloud and the moon shone bright and clear again. Luna happily fell back to the earth, exhausted but satisfied. Since then, if you look closely on a clear full moon night, you can see the silhouette of a little rabbit on the moon, and the animals in the forest will always remember the devotion and sacrifice of Luna, the white rabbit who they see saved the moon. For me, the story has both a lighter and a darker lesson in it. And the lighter lesson that the story offers on the surface is very much that if you're persistent and unwavering in your devotion, that eventually you'll be able to clear the cloud that's in your way and to go for that goal in life. And this very much echoes the productivity and the burnout culture that is prevalent in society. If we work hard enough, anything is possible. And it's not that working hard is a bad thing. But as many of us know from practice, from actually doing that hard work does not guarantee that you will keep your job, that your partner will not leave you, that the people you love most will not pass away. And when you look at the overall patterns and systems in life, we see that this idea that hard work can conquer everything is incompatible with the universal truth of impermanence. If hard work can truly conquer everything, then why is impermanence a thing? Is it not possible to conquer impermanence then? This is where what the story, I believe, is helping us reflect on is the importance of having a balanced approach when it comes to your devotion, particularly to pursuits as well as people. So the more darker and also very important reflection the story gives me when I read it is that for Luna, the moon is this beautiful person, a person she deeply admires, that she thinks about every day, that she cares about deeply and is so devoted to her or to him, to they. But despite that, all Luna can do is dispel a little dark cloud to help the moon shine. But ultimately, Luna can never reach the moon. Luna doesn't have the power to move the moon or to touch the moon. All Luna could do is help the moon shine a little bit brighter. And only on days when she can indeed even reach that dark cloud, which wasn't even possible on her own, she needed a ramp built by her friends and family, and only then was she able to reach that dark cloud. And the deeply valuable lesson in this exercise, at least for me, is the reminder of an often very painful truth in life, which is sometimes we can be unwaveringly devoted to people. I know I definitely have been. And despite our unwavering devotion, people refuse to change. And by that I mean, no matter what we do to encourage them to shine, to encourage them to grow, to encourage them to take on healthier habits, whether that be physical, mental, or spiritual, they don't want to listen, they don't want to accept our help, and they continue to let their lives spiral. And I think the sad thing is this happens much more often than we all think. Because again, that mantra that is very prevalent in society of hard work conquers all also applies to our relationships with people. If our devotion is deep enough, if our love is unwavering, then people should change, shouldn't they? Unfortunately, just like Luna and the moon, all we could really do for people at the end of the day is to dispel a little dark cloud and help them shine a little bit brighter. But if the moon doesn't want to shine, there's really nothing that Luna can do about it. And I find that as difficult as it is, sometimes all we can do is really cheer for people from a distance and hope the very best for them, to send loving kindness from our hearts, sometimes in our words or gestures, but accept that these people are on their own journey and that change cannot come from us, but it has to come from them. And as difficult as this truth is, it is much more worth it to come to this realization and let go of the expectation of change on these people than it is to keep fighting, to keep expecting change from them due to your unwavering commitment and devotion. In other words, when people don't want to change for the better, when people don't want to go towards the path of virtue, of wisdom, and light, sometimes the most compassionate thing we can do for ourselves and for them is to let go of this expectation of change and put a little healthy distance, but still deep in our hearts, wish them the very best. Devotion doesn't necessarily mean that we are actively changing or helping people change, but rather we are actively cheering for them in our hearts and hoping that the positive change that we know they are capable of will come one day, but accepting that the change cannot be coming from us, but it has to come from them. With this realization, we can have greater peace even in very painful moments and painful situations where the ones we love, the ones we are devoted to, refuse to change for the better. And by making peace with that, we are allowing ourselves to have the peace we also deserve in our own lives for developing and working on ourselves and trying our best to help others develop as well. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.